Hello.
Hello, my name is Gabriel. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requests this call?
This is Lance Garrett.
Okay, I need to advise you this call has been recorded for quality insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I was just trying to see if I can get my unemployment started.
Okay, you want to file an unemployment claim?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your Social Security number?
422 06 06 42.
Okay. Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
My date of birth is 5/27/79. My mother's maiden name is Garrett.
Okay, can you verify your state ID number?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one second.
Okay.
Me just a second. Hello.
Yes, sir.
My ID number is 104-85-158.
Give me one moment.
All right.
Can you verify your last two employers for me?
Tyson's and Cooks. No, Tyson's and Keystone. I'm sorry.
Okay. Can you give me that state ID number again, sir?
Hold on. Get out of the damn bus. Get out of there. One, zero, four, eight, five, one, five, eight.
That's 104-85-158.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
I completed in the eight on my way to
Okay.
on my way to the ninth.
Okay, did you get your GED?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more
No,
than
ma'am.
180 days?
No, ma'am.
What do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what is your preferred language?
English.
Okay, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, and writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you approve for your benefits, you have the options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or through the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card, which you prefer.
Prepaid card.
Okay, you have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits on the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color card, that card is still good until the expiration date on that card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by CoAmerica Bank. CoAmerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, NISA $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, NISA $1.30 if it's out of network. There is no fee for the ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for the live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for the automated customer service calls. Now, there is a dollar in active fee charged after 12 months with no card activity. CoAmerica Bank charges two other types of fees. There are the card replacement fee for $4 for regular delivery and a $19 charge for a speedy delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. You can see the long form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be viewed online by going to labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about your prepaid account, you can visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. You can find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. So do you wish to continue with the benefits card, sir?
Is that the prepaid card?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's your mailing address?
1004 3rd Street, Northwest, Atala.
Okay. And what's the zip code?
The zip code is 35954.
Okay. Is your residence address different from your mailing address, or is it the same?
I thought I got both of those the same. So my mailing address in and my yes, ma'am. It's the same. It's the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
What's your telephone number?
256-485-2676.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Tuscaloosa, Prattville, Anniston, Opelika, or none of the above?
I would have to say Anniston, because I stayed in Gaston.
Okay. What color is your 1995 Acura Legend? Is it black, blue, maroon, yellow, or I've never been associated with this vehicle?
I've never been associated with that vehicle.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10531 Smith Road, 1705 14th Avenue South, 564 56th Street South, or 615 South Christine Avenue, or none of the above?
615 Christine Avenue.
Okay. Did you file for receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I filed for unemployment one time in my life, and I wasn't granted. So This is the only other time I've ever filed for unemployment.
Okay, yes, sir. Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, when was the last day you worked?
It was, let's see. Hold on. It was 11/28
of this year. Of this year, sir.
Well, the lady signed it at 12/2/22, but the day I got my disciplinary notice. Was 11/28/22.
When was the last day you clocked in at the job?
I'd have to say 11/28.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
I lost my mother about 5 months ago, and I really haven't got a chance to grieve. In the prospective manner, I think. But other than that, just life and the passing of my mother, that's about it.
Okay, yes, sir. Do you work for yourself or own the business or your corporate officer for your business?
No, ma'am. I work Go ahead.
Okay, are you currently working solo on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you available for all shifts in your non-military occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving work's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
At least 10.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage which you accept?
13.
Okay. Do you obtain work now through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Did they give me a destination date?
Did they give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What was your job title?
I was a tech. I was a sanitation tech, third shift.
Okay.
Something.
Okay, what was the name of this job, the company name?
Tyson's.
Would you be under Keystone Foods?
Yes, ma'am. It was Keystone, and then Tyson come in and bought it.
Oh, okay. Do you have a good phone number for this job?
I can't think of it at the moment. I really can't. But it's Tyson's Food Gas in Alabama.
Give me one moment.
Samson, let's go, son. Samson. Samson. Let's go.
When did you first start this job?
2016, October the 25th.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for this job?
I got fired.
Okay, and why was you discharged?
True story. I had left. I left the job to go get me a Gatorade. The store is 3 minutes away from the job. I told my supervisor, can I do it? He let me do that. So my thing is 3 minutes there, 2 minutes to purchase what I need, and 3 minutes back. See, I'm a tech. I'm not responsible for no machine. I'm just only responsible for breaking it down and putting it back together. And like I, you know, my supervisor, he already know my position. He know my job title. He know what I got to do. So when I said what I said to him, evidently it made sense. So he said that I could go. Now, the second time that I went, I didn't ask him. And I'm being completely honest. I didn't ask him. But I category that by from the last time, you know. And they fired me.
And what was the name and the title of the person who let you go?
He is a third shift plant manager. I think he only been there for like 2 months maybe.
Do you know the person's name?
Is Yaku. I don't know his last name, but his first name is Yaku. And I do not know how to spell it.
Okay. And did they give you any warning for the same or similar act?
Well, this is the thing. When he got there, I was out because my job had gave me an extra week to grieve for my mother. So when he got there, he had meetings. And I wasn't there. So, but then when I come back, it's just so strange that about 3-4 weeks after I didn't come back, I'm the first one to leave after he had that meeting. So I thought that was strange too. Like, you have a meeting when I'm not here. Then when I do come back, I'm the first one gone. Not the people that you had that meeting with. They knew I wasn't there. So a little while after I got back, I still didn't know. But I was informed by other employees that, you see what I'm saying, there's a little things that's changed.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Right. So, but I didn't know. Shut up. See, I didn't know that he made them rules or whatever he made, because he just got there. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yes,
like y'all can verify this. He just got there. And then if anybody pay attention, well, I ain't too far long. Just got back from being off. I mean, I done been there a couple weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month. You see what I'm saying? But I'm saying when he made those rules, I wasn't there. I mean, you can verify this through my company and everything. I was not there. So really, I got the rules from an employee. I didn't get it from him. Now, he did tell me something about I can't take those little extra minutes in the break room, but that ain't got nothing to do with the reason why I got fired. So far as a warning, I think that was my warning.
Okay. And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being let go?
There is nothing I could have did, because the way they have it, that if you get into it with a supervisor, well, the supervisor go talk to HR, and then next thing you know, you get in a meeting with HR. So whatever said or whatever done, I have to walk into that. Like, I'm not there when that conversation first start with, between HR and my supervisor or the plant manager, whatever it is.
Okay, yes, sir. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
I believe so.
Okay. Your four-digit PIN number is going to be 4279. So your four-digit PIN number is going to be 4279. I'm going to read you the closing statements and we'll be done.
All right.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 or 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. The unemployment claim, we have just finished, also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your employment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and submit your online resume. You must be able and seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file through the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you want to file through the telephone, the number you should call each week is 1-800-752-73. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to feed $9, $10 at one time while I do this. Mm-hmm. Move, Delilah. You follow me. All right, what was the number?
That number is 1-800.
Mm-hmm.
752.
Mm-hmm.
7389. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. So you're going to make your first certification either by telephone or internet on this coming Sunday. Your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right.